This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For I think the umpteenth time on this program, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is not the economy, and the economy is not the Dow. Today's corollary, however, goes like this. One presidential speech is not the economy either. I say that because did you see Wall Street today? The post-election rally, the Trump rally it now has to be called, has gone into overdrive despite, and this really is important, a detail-free address from President Trump last night. Nothing beyond generalities of some of the key economic promises the president made while he was running and that he won on. Those include tax reform, rolling back Dodd-Frank, that huge infrastructure plan he promised. So what then gives? Marketplace's Mariel Segarra gets us going.
Right now, the markets are trading on high expectations. David Winters, CEO of Wintergreen Advisors, says investors have a feeling that something good is about to happen.
It's like anticipation of going on a date. Dinner hasn't happened yet, but everybody's enjoying the drinks at the bar.
In this case, a good date would mean Trump follows through on all those changes he's promised that businesses are interested in, on taxes, regulation, and a health care plan. The president's conciliatory approach in last night's speech may have given him some political clout to get those things done. Ernie Cecilia is chief investment officer at Bryn Mawr Trust Company.
He was reaching out to the Republicans in Congress, to the GOP, because that's the support that the president and his cabinet are going to need in moving this agenda forward.
And Wall Street is reacting now to the possibility that Congress will act. Roy Smith teaches finance at NYU's Stern School of Business.
If it's a year or so away, it doesn't matter so much. The market always anticipates the future by 6 months or more.
Eric Irvin, CEO of Reality Shares, says actual change could put a damper on all this excitement.
When we start talking about details, markets get confused and then it could go either way.
He says it's easier to be enthusiastic about a plan when you don't know exactly what's in it. In New York, I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.